Imagination is the very gateway of reality. Neville Goddard says so, and I agree. My name is Mr. 2020, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. It is the 18th of December, 7:34 a.m., and today we dive into imagination, the very gateway of reality. Neville Goddard also says, I identify the central figure of the Gospels with the human imagination. The power which makes the forgiveness of sins, the achievement of goals, inevitable. He also says, I know of no greater and truer definition of the imagination than that of Blake. By imagination, we have the power to be anything we desire to be. This is all from awakened imagination. This is where we begin Remarkable 2024. Right up front, let's notice, what are you really imagining? Because I'm going to ask right now, join us in Remarkable 2024 at joinremarkable.com. Can you imagine the fun? A small group of people that have skin in the game, asking cool questions, exploring wonderful things together. There's a monthly call. There's a weekly Facebook Live, private Facebook group. $1,000 worth of goodies that we give to you is our gift to you as a member. We call it the Remarkable Vault. And the cost is incredibly reasonable. Oh, here's the cool thing. Ready? What are you imagining? Because imagination is the very gateway of reality. Are you imagining why you won't join? Or that you have? Because there's no such thing as can't. Grandpa used to tease me about that, because I'd tell him I can't. And he said, no, sorry, sonny, you won't. That changed my entire life. I remember that when I was getting beat to death in the Camp Hill prison riots. Tied up, pooping my pants, peeing my shorts, unable to breathe. There is no such thing as can't. Meanwhile, are you imagining that you have or that you won't? Are you imagining what... We are so fast at this, by the way. Mr. 20, here's why I can't be happy. No, this is why you won't be happy. That has nothing to do with what you're telling me. It comes down to what you habitually imagine. Now listen to these three quotes of Neville's again. Ready? I identify the central figure of the Gospels with the human imagination, the power which makes the forgiveness of sins, the achievement of goals, inevitable. Inevitable. Did you just sin? Did you just miss your mark? Did you imagine up something that gives you an excuse not to? Or an excuse to continue to be who you no longer choose to be? Your imagination gives you the power to forgive sins. Revise what you imagined. Remember, that's what I did that changed the loogie laws here in Melbourne, Australia. We had what we called the vaccinated economy. In other words, if you weren't vaccinated, hey, you can't go to the pool, can't get a haircut, can't go to optional shops, can't do a lot of things, can't get your toenails cut, can't work out, can't swim, can't... I could repeat it again and again and again, and when I got tired of it repeating, it stopped. Because if you remember that story, my buddy and I agreed to park at the pool to walk the puppies, do something different, and then I imagined parking at the pool to walk the puppies. And then I realized my desire is to go into the pool, to exercise, to be with my friends again. You know, 2 years of crap is enough. And so I imagined parking at the pool. I revised what I imagined so that I imagined parking at the pool to walk into the pool. And that very week, They changed the laws and they let us all go free again. Something like 2 million people were impacted by that one imaginal act. Meanwhile, I could have made an excuse. I chose not to. Neville Goddard says the forgiveness of sins, the achievement of our goals, inevitable. Number two, imagination is the very gateway of reality. A lot of people let two things get in their way. One, what is in their physical world. Two, what they are imagining about that. Ready? Here's the thing. Let's pretend what's in your way is a bunch of bricks, and you think that they're a wall, and you think that's in your way. What if those bricks were actually a floor that you could stand upon and declare something into being? You get, this is that attitude of Abdullah. There's a reason why we made a recording about that too. Because as long as you see bricks as a wall, as an obstacle, there's no gateway, is there? On the other hand, when you imagine those bricks as a launching pad, launch, baby. Number three, I know of no greater and truer definition of the imagination than that of Blake. But by imagination, we have the power to be anything we desire to be. My question is, are you going to explore it? I'm a fan of asking questions and making statements and sharing little stories that invite people to explore, people like you. I'm not a fan of giving an explanation which has you have yet another question. You ever notice that? When somebody gives you an explanation and you go, oh, well, cool, but I got another question now. You see, with a statement, I can give you an explanation which will lead to another question, or with a statement, I can give you an invitation to explore. And it's so easy to notice those who explore ask different questions later, and they have different experiences now. So what is imagination? To me, I want you to become infinitely curious about who you are and what's possible for you. Most people define who they are and what's possible for them, and they never discover anything delightful. They just keep chasing happiness instead of experiencing joy. If you got gold today, joinremarkable.com. That's one word, joinremarkable.com. And if you have any questions about that, ask me. And if you want to see what's in that vault, the $1,000 worth of goodies, right? Click at the link at the bottom of the page. It'll take you there. Here's my thing. Ready? Do you honestly believe? If you honestly believe, you explore. You'll expand. You will not pass another without lifting their cross. You won't have excuses. You'll experience adventures. My name is Mr. 2020. And it's the hunger that moved me around the world that I want you to have. Because when you decide you will never settle again, you will always soar. And for now, imagine up something lovely, something amazing, something that implies a wish fulfilled as we go into the silence. All right. So I had one of the members tell me the other day, I get it. I really get why you call this remarkable. Because my life has become that. A lot of people live a life. They could teach a course called sustainable. I just want to sustain. I just want to keep treading water. I just want to keep gulping down air. How's that working for you? Dive deeper, soar higher. Just remember, there's no such thing as can't. It all comes down to will ya or won't ya? Have a lovely day. See ya.